Handshakes and congratulations as Britain and India announced new deals on defence and green energy, as well as plans to fast-track a free trade agreement.
Is a memorandum of understanding between
Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he and Indian counterpart Narendra Modi have committed to trade and investment worth $14 billion, which will create 11,000 jobs in the UK.
A decades-long commitment that will not only forge tighter bonds between us, but support your goal, Narendra, of Make in India.
He's the latest Western leader in New Delhi to try to entice India away from its reliance on Moscow by promising to step up cooperation. Johnson said Britain would help India build its own fighter jets and they'd agreed to work together to meet military threats from land, sea, air, space and cyber attacks too. Russia is India's biggest military supplier and Indian leaders have refused to condemn Moscow for invading Ukraine. While the Kremlin faces crippling sanctions, India has increased oil imports from Russia. Analysts suggest India is focused closer to home.
China has been waging border aggression against India, and no Western leader has condemned the Chinese border aggression. So India is not willing to take sides in a conflict in which India has no stakes directly.
Modi did, though, push for an end to the war.
We emphasize the need for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and the use of dialogue and diplomacy for resolving issues.
Johnson says he doesn't expect India to change its position on Russia, but said Modi has tried to use his influence on President Putin.
Friends, he's intervened several times with Vladimir Putin, really to ask him what on earth he thinks he's doing and where he thinks this is going.
While Johnson is walking away from his India trip with promises of a lucrative free trade deal, his visit didn't go without a hitch. There's been outrage in some quarters after this photo opportunity at the British construction equipment firm JCB, owned by a Conservative Party donor. Just days after JCB bulldozers were seen flattening properties in a largely Muslim neighbourhood. Rights groups say the demolitions are part of a pattern of religious polarisation by Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP. Amnesty International criticised Johnson's photo op as ignorant, saying that his silence on the incident was deafening. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.